Welcome to yet another Rock and Roll Hall of Fame episode. This is your host, Al's Oil Filter, John Sachs. We talk about topics ranging from the Tommy Flanders cab ride to Al's ongoing popularity in Japan, and maybe that Japan is the best place to get certain Al Kooper albums. Well, we've talked about Flanders and how it's kind of sad it didn't work out for him because the son of a bitch could sing.
And I told you that the cab driver story.
Yeah, you ran into him later. He's driving a cab.
And I was in the cab.
I know.
And didn't know it was him.
Ah, God. It works out for some people.
No, I mean, that's one of the most bizarre things that ever happened to me in my whole career.
Yeah.
And I felt terrible.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah.
I did give him a gigantic tip.
Well, you know, it's a reflection of the Harry Chapin song, where right, you know, and like the guy singing the song is the cab driver and his old girlfriend who was like actually going somewhere, and life gets in the cab.
That's exactly what it was like.
Now, did your experience happen before or after Harry Chapin wrote that song? I wonder. Yeah.
I don't know, but it was even worse because I was doing stuff with some blonde in the back.
Oh, God. It
was even
worse. Even
worse,
right.
And then I dropped her off and stayed in the cab.
Right.
So it became an expensive cab ride. It was, you know, something like $20 or something.
And he has to pretend he doesn't know what's going on in the back seat, so he's kind of like hired help, and it's a drag.
No, I mean, it was really, that's the part that really upset me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that that's how we had to reunite.
Right.
And I didn't know it was him until I got out of the cab. And he said, "You don't know who I am, do I?" I said, "No, I'm sorry."
Jesus.
And he said, who he was.
I mean, there's no, I looked up and he apparently made one more album later. Somebody tried to resurrect his career but didn't go anywhere.
No, this was probably post that.
Yeah, he really could sing. And he just, you said he just couldn't keep it together. You couldn't keep him in the band. Didn't show up. And, you know. Here's a guy who has worn out.
By the way.
Yeah?
That's one of the geniuses of this.
That it's short.
That you edit it,
yeah,
the way that you edit it.
Well, you know, the thing is, I have a bunch of favorite podcasts I like to listen to, but typically what'll happen is I'll get undressed for bed, you know.
You don't have to go that far.
Yeah, right. But I want to hear, like, while I'm, you know, while I put myself to bed, I want to hear a nice short podcast, but they're all 40 minutes. Like, this wonderful podcast, like This Is Love, put out by the two women who do Criminal. They're wonderful podcasts, but they're 40 minutes. I want something short. So I said, let's do something short. So you got to do the dishes. And when you're doing the dishes, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, take in a nice little Al Kooper segment. Here's a guy who's worn out multiple vinyl copies of Child Is Father to the Man. He just wore them right out.
Tell him to get the CD.
Oh, here's a. This is from.
What happened to the guy who wore out the.
No, he. And he just found out that there was another album after Black Coffee called White Chocolate. And he
There's more than one, isn't there?
No, I think White Chocolate's the last.
Really?
Yeah, the only place this guy can find White Chocolate is on Amazon for $75.
Wait a second. When did Soul of a Man come out?
Long time ago.
Yeah, and White Chocolate.
I think that's your last.
Yeah, but that's a long time ago, too.
Yeah, but it's the last one.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Yeah, but the thing is, this poor guy wants a copy of White Chocolate, and the only one he can find is on Amazon for $75.
Well, tell him to try to figure out how to shop Japan.
Oh, okay.
Because it'll be $25 or something like that.
From Japan?
Yeah. And they have everything there because they like me a lot in Japan.
Well, they must be ecstatic that you made the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If some of your most...
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, some of your most tenacious fans are in Japan. Cool.
It's not that.
Not that.
It's that my catalog is deep in Japan.
Yeah.
More than any other place in the world.
It's so interesting. I assume you've seen the movie Spinal Tap.
Yeah, sure.
And there's this line where they say, we have to get the band back together because Sex Farm is number one in Japan. So this is something you share with Spinal Tap, is tremendous success in Japan, except that Spinal Tap's not really a group.
Well, I went to Japan a couple of times.
Yeah.
And played big places.
Yeah.
And toured.
I think we have at least one episode about touring Japan.
And it was phenomenal.
Yeah. From which point of view? What did you...
From every point of view. Japan was phenomenal.
Right.
The record stores were phenomenal.
Yeah. I wonder if Japan... record stores in this country have essentially, other than some used record stores, they're all gone. I wonder if with streaming, if Japan still has active.
Well, for instance, Sony puts out all my stuff in Japan, whether it was on Sony or not.
They have licensed it somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They kept licensing me there for some way. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so. Every now and then I see like a Japanese ad and I go, this is unbelievable. This is still going on and they're advertising it.
Did Sony buy Columbia? I can't remember.
Yes.
Okay, so the thing is, a lot of your work, most of your solo albums are on Columbia, and yes, they own Columbia, so they can put them out in Japan.
Yeah. Mm. But... like Soul of a Man wasn't on Columbia.
Right, right. That was much later, right. We do have an episode about Soul of a Man.
That was a great album. Double album, as a matter of fact. I mean, it's two CDs.
Soul of a Man?
It's two CDs.
Okay.
But it's not in this country.
It's funny that it's not available. I wonder...
It was on a smaller label in this country.
Yeah. So we have a lot of emails from people who want you to be on their podcasts and so forth. You probably have gotten back to some of those people. So.
Well, I mean, I can't leave the house.
Yeah, but for podcasts, you can just be on the...
Oh, I do what I can.
Yeah, either phone or Zoom or whatever.
Yeah.
Remember during the height of COVID, I didn't come over here. We did it all online.
Yeah.
The audio quality wasn't so great until I figured out like this other method, which I don't even remember now. But, the question from the listener is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how satisfying is your induction into the Hall of Fame?
How satisfied am I?
How satisfying is the induction on a scale from 1 to 10?
I'll let you know when it's over.
Okay.
Right now, it's, quite high.
This has been CooperCast, another Hall of Fame episode brought to you by Better Late Than Never. Submit more questions for Al at alcooper.com on the CooperCast page.